Hello, and welcome to this month's edition of Sports Nutrition Update. SNU provides each of our listeners with current information on a wide variety of topics related to athletic performance, body composition, anti-aging, fitness, and nutrition. On side one, Corey will provide a clinical review of articles published in various health and fitness journals, as well as his own personal commentary. He will then be joined by Tracy Hawley to discuss health and fitness issues which pertain to female athletes, mothers, and children. Side 2 includes an interview with our special guest who will share their expertise and experience as a clinician, author, healthcare provider, athlete, or professional in the healthcare and sports nutrition field. Here is Corey Hawley and this month's presentation of Sports Nutrition Update.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to this first edition of Sports Nutrition Update, April 2002. It is indeed my pleasure to present this audio cassette for your listening pleasure. I want to focus on clinically significant information, review important data that can help you better your lives, and provide you with relevant information to help your clients improve their own personal health and performance, and also to improve yours. I really believe that you can't teach anyone anything unless it really sinks down from inside first. So my objective is to provide information from my own experience and from the experience of others, and through our special guest interview, insight to living. Living that is not manufactured out of a textbook per se, but that is real and live and significant. You know, the point of being alive to some degree is to enjoy living. And my objective, as well as Tracy and pretty much everyone in my whole family, many people that I work with and colleagues in the health food and fitness industry, we want to live. We want to live well. We want to live strong. We want to perform. We want to excel in our sport. We want to stay lean and trim and look good in the mirror. We want to perform well sexually. We want financial success. We want to intellectualize about all kinds of topics and have the capacity mentally and emotionally to suffice that end. This is really a dream come true. I have pursued a career in sports nutrition, and as a consequence of that interest, I have come across some fascinating information and tied myself into a network of really cool people, really smart people who have designed and put together concepts and idealisms that I have applied and found to be incredibly effective that relate to training and working out, playing sport, and especially with more knowledge about myself, my body type, my somatotype, my blood type. Knowing more about myself is going to help me survive. It's going to help maintain a standard of independence. I have so many goals in my life that I want to pursue that I know I need to be well. So one of the important ideas I try and get across is that all of this stuff is just merely a means to an end. By knowing more about health and nutrition and bridging the gap between fitness and nutrition, I believe that is going to help me maintain a very high level of vibrancy and quality of life as I age chronologically into the future. Of course, we are learning more and more through science that it is possible to ward off disease, to stay well, to be virile and functional as we age. Functional to the degree where we can pole vault at the age of 80, we can run, we can run up and down stairs, we can attack mountains and hike, and we can do so continuously with a paradigm of believability. And so when I look around me and see the average man or woman in the street, I sometimes wonder what it is that they've done and why they're in the state that they're currently experiencing. I think that a lot of the disability, a lot of the dysfunction, a lot of the disease, a lot of the mental apathy, the low motivation, is really closely connected to the quality of the food that they're eating and their ignorance. And by ignorance, I mean without knowledge. I think I am not impressed with the deficiency of scientific, well-grounded information that should be available in the school system that my children currently are not being exposed to. And so I have taken the responsibility to expose them myself. And this is what I've learned by application and experience and through interaction, attending seminars and reading and studying. So like yourself, I'm committed to a long-term lesson of life, and I want to integrate the information from my environment, from people who have advanced in their own careers, and I want to share that information on this audio cassette. I have listened to Functional Medicine Update for 10 years now, which is narrated by Dr. Jeffrey Bland, and that has been an astounding methodology for my own personal learning experience. Every morning I wake up, standing in front of the mirror, I'm shaving and brushing my teeth and flossing them, and I go into a dry brush massage. Well, during this process, and just before I have my warm shower and then a freezing cold shower, which is a preparatory step prior to going to the gym every morning, I fill my mind with wonder and awe as I listen to Dr. Bland's presentation. And so many years ago, I began to visualize that one day I would create something very similar, which today is a materialization of that reality called Sports Nutrition Update. This is a very practical method and concept because you can integrate data and information repetitively, much like practicing for a sport. We know that you've got to put in hundreds of hours over weeks and months to really get good at any sport. And so what I like to do is listen to my audio cassettes every morning and go through them tape by tape and really pick up and utilize that information in a very practical way. This helps me dispense information. And when I return to the audio cassette on a daily basis, I can really get the stuff by listening to it over and over again. And then, of course, I like to share special interviews with people that I know who have certain health conditions of which the clinician is speaking about. Well, today I want to talk a little bit about creatine and its significance. I remember about 10 to 12 years ago working at the vitamin shop in Victoria, British Columbia. I had a clinic upstairs and was interacting with athletes in that area. News of this mighty substance had just come out of the headlines in the media, and everybody was raving about it. And of course, I was very skeptical because I thought that nothing could be that good. Well, you know, my first experience with creatine was in water, and I took it just after my first workout when I started using it. And the very next day, I felt a kind of explosion in my muscles. I'll never forget that. But after about 2 or 3 days of using it, and I was an incredibly good responder, I had a definite massive surge in my strength, especially my anaerobic power. I normally train heavy. By heavy, I mean using weights that force me to be limited by maybe 3 to 6 repetitions. Of course, we know that there are subsets of muscle fibers within our muscular physiology, and that anaerobic exercise depletes ATP, adenosine triphosphate, relatively quickly. And as that is reduced in the cell, by using creatine, and I use the creatine monohydrate form, although there are other forms out there, I've tried to follow the science and listen to the experts on this substance, and I found it to be just so advantageous from that time, from that very first beginning, that I have never been off of it. And after studying the data and looking at some research journals and taking advice from experts in the field, I'm convinced that I'm going to continue using it as a staple, because of its multiple values that go far beyond just for training and power and strength. Now, one thing I've learned also is that runners and aerobic athletes can benefit from taking creatine. It has a buffering effect by utilizing energy and having more creatine phosphate in the cell as a result of taking the supplement, I'm able to create explosive power in the absence of oxygen, and in doing so, I produce no lactic acid. So by using creatine on a regular basis, I can condition my muscles to raise their millimole concentration of creatine phosphate. And these phosphates are donated, these phosphagens, as ATP is reduced to ADP, adenosine diphosphate. It's in need of an additional phosphate, so it borrows it from creatine phosphate. So the phosphate from creatine phosphate, or CP, is donated, and ADP is regenerated, and ATP is conceived again. So by using creatine, we can extend our power potential, and this is something that I have seen time and time again in literally hundreds of athletes that are using this stuff correctly. Now, I call creatine monohydrate the strong, and I still think that it is one of the most remarkable supplements to ever hit the sports nutrition market. And I want to make one specific comment that creatine is not harmful. Creatine is safe, safe, safe. And I don't know how many times I've heard concerns about its safety. And even for children, I believe it's safe because, number one, creatine is biosynthesized in every man, woman, and child and has been consumed in our food base for millennium without any evidence of damage. You get a significant increase in strength and muscle cell volume after the first 7 to 10 days, and that's not uncommon. But creatine is found naturally in red meat. Herring is an excellent source, and of course I mentioned, or I have mentioned several times, that raw fish, which is one of my staples in our diet, sashimi, things like tuna and salmon, uncooked fish and steak tartare, for example, is an untainted, undamaged source of creatine. So when you cook flesh, you damage many of the components of flesh. You twist and alter the fats. There are heterocyclic amines that are formed. You burn the outside of the tissue protein, and as you cook through the center, the linkages and bonds that hold the amino acids together are damaged and irreversibly cross-linked. So I have learned why whey protein is so good. It's basically because it's extracted from milk, which is by nature a very biologically superb protein, but not when it's sterilized, pasteurized, and homogenized. There's a lot of damage that occurs to food through exposure to heat, light, and oxygen. It's oxidized and altered in state. A lot of the cellular communicative properties of food are damaged. And so we've got a consciousness on a cell level going on inside the blood and in the body between organs and between body parts. And I think that food is more than just a drug. It's a chemical milieu that spills into the blood and is delivered with its life message. And a lot of that message is destroyed through overkill. And because we have some type of historical English breeding that says we must cook the you-know-what out of everything that we eat because we're terrified of the pathogen and the microorganism, people have thrown the baby out with the bathwater. They have, without knowing it, set themselves up for all kinds of deleterious byproducts of consuming overcooked, damaged flesh, especially meat that has no water component. So I just want to emphasize today that creatine is probably one of the safest and most sound supplements to consume. The word itself is derived from the Greek word kreos, meaning flesh. But be careful when you cook animal flesh, because not only will you destroy the creatine and render it non-reactive, but you will also somewhat like demoralize the food to the point where it's not even fit to consume. I think that creatine promotes muscle growth by allowing skeletal muscles to work harder, longer, and it improves tolerance to repeated workouts long-term and shields muscle cells against a variety of oxygen-free radical species produced randomly through intense exercise. Well, we're going to get into all kinds of topics on Sports Nutrition Update. I am just thrilled that you have subscribed and that you've committed yourself to a year of a learning experience. I'll be looking for feedback. I'll be looking for ideas and experts in the field to interview. I've got all kinds of great ideas that I want to share with you. And I'll just leave you with one thought. It is our destiny. It is our right to be well, to be strong, to be fit, to be alive. But you have to work for it. You have to have a strong work ethic. You have to be dedicated. You have to be focused. You have to know what you want. You have to find out how to achieve what you want. And then you've got to take action. So I challenge you now, as we come to an end on this first segment of Sports Nutrition Update, to take action and to get to the gym, to get out there for a workout, and to focus on super high quality food.